Well, protesters in Detroit are demanding that city end its contract with a provider of facial recognition software that studies have shown has trouble identifying black faces. In response to some of the nationwide protests this month, Amazon, IBM, and Microsoft said they would scale back their use of facial recognition software. Let's bring in Ina Fried. She's chief technology correspondent at Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, and IBM last week announced it will no longer sell general-purpose facial recognition technology, citing its role in what the company called mass surveillance, racial profiling, and violations of basic human rights and freedoms. What exactly is the issue with facial recognition software in particular?
Well, there are two really big issues. The first is, how accurate is it? As you mentioned, there have been studies that show that it's less accurate with black and brown faces than it is with white faces, which obviously is a problem no matter how you use the technology. But that exacerbates the second problem, which is, how should facial recognition be used, especially by law enforcement? Some folks feel like there's no place for it. Others want to see very clear rules. But right now, it's pretty much anything goes.
It's anything goes. There's no regulation out there right now for the use of AI and facial recognition technology, for example, by the police?
Not at the national level. Some states and municipalities have passed either rules or bans on police use of facial recognition, but there's not a national policy, despite calls from, interestingly, both companies and activists for national legislation. They want different things, but they're both calling for national legislation.
Well, and so IBM, we talked about what they're doing. Amazon said it's placing a one-year moratorium on police use of the company's facial recognition technology. Microsoft's president said last week that his company does not sell facial recognition to the police and promised not to do so until there's better legislation regulating it. Is what these companies are doing as monumental as it sounds, or is there wiggle room in the language?
There's a lot of wiggle room. So IBM is getting out of the business. So that's pretty clear. Amazon and Microsoft are both pledging different sorts of pauses. But there's also wiggle room around the word police. You know, it sounds pretty unambiguous, but we weren't able to get either Amazon or Microsoft to be clear whether that also includes federal law enforcement, anything from the FBI to agencies like Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. So all we know is police, probably meaning here local police. The other issue is these are temporary pauses, especially with Amazon. It's not clear if that pause is just to let the dust settle or if they're really committed to not using the technology until there are clear guidelines in place.
Now, the problem of inherent bias in tech goes far beyond facial recognition. And you write in Axios that the recession, the economic situation, is going to make it easier for cash-strapped companies and public agencies to rely on algorithms to make decisions in things like housing, credit, and employment, as well as policing.
Yeah, facial recognition gets the most attention, but one of the clear things that we need to pay attention to is how algorithms, how these software bits are making decisions instead of humans. So with predictive policing, it's telling police where to go. With software, it's saying who should get a loan, who should get a job. These are really important decisions. And one of the things about algorithms is they're only as good as the people that write them. And in many cases, they bring over our human biases. So while facial recognition is super important, it's only the tip of the iceberg.
That is Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent at Axios. Ina, thanks as always.
Thank you.